Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm doing here instead of check 1 2 3. I'm using different
use checks anymore.
Right. Sadly, I still have to use a check like once a quarter to pay one of, I think it's my water bill, because it's a government agency that they actually do accept credit cards. But you have to show up in person to use it. You can't call them and be like, yeah, can I make
a
payment?
Why on earth would they use credit cards that you have to show up in person for?
I don't know. Also, too, because of the whole COVID thing, like going to see them in person, they reduced their hours of availability for only like 2 hours a day. And, of course, those would be during normal people's working day. So I just write a check and put it in the mail. So, anyway, this is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in. It's the Sunday night edition. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord, Dr. Reverend, Captain, soon-to-be Ambassador Kickass. And joining me,
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Nikki.
We've got a whole bunch of fun stuff lined up.
Per usual.
Nikki,
Sunday fun day, you know.
Yeah, Nikki, you want to talk about a midwifery bill?
I do.
And also a Russian feminist activist and something to do with porn. We'll get to those. I've also got, it's the title of the show today, which is Bitch Slapped by Government, and we'll talk about this restaurant who tried to save itself until the state came in and said, no, you can't do that. Even though the state was the reason that they were having hard times. Also, some cops hogtied a guy and died, and the guy died. We'll talk about that. in government incompetency, how about the United States Post Office delivering a letter 76 years late? Yeah. Also, possibly sheep helping to control the sheep. From Wisconsin Public Radio, 700 sheep and goats were arranged in the shape of a syringe to encourage vaccinations.
Sounds effective.
To encourage?
I mean, nothing really motivates me to change my behavior quite like arranging corpses.
Oh, no, these were live.
Oh, they were alive.
Live sheep, yes. Yeah.
Well, okay, that's actually kind
we'll
of.
We'll start talking about that, but also if we get to it, a tech startup wants to gamify suing people using crypto tokens, and we could talk about that as well. If Peakless Mountaineer ever figures out what he wanted to talk about, we'll add that to the list. But let's, since I started talking about the sheep, and actually read the headline, it is from Wisconsin Public Radio. 700 sheep and goats were arranged in the shape of a syringe. And if you just type, Wisconsin Public or WPR syringe, I think this image will come up. It is an image from the sky of roughly 700 sheep that are, they did a pretty good job of making it look like a syringe. They got the little plunger deal on the end of it and the point, the needle at the front of it and the midsection,
Well, I got to say, that is about as coherent of an argument as any other for getting the vaccine.
Now, this didn't happen in Wisconsin. It's just being reported by Wisconsin Public Radio. It actually happened in Germany, and this is out of Berlin. Or Berlin, depending on how you pronounce it.
Well, no. The one in Germany is Berlin, whereas the one here is Berlin.
Okay.
Kind of like Worcester.
How do you spell that?
With way more letters than that.
Worcester?
Worcester.
Is it spelled like rooster, but with a W?
There's a C in there in the middle.
No. Yeah.
Oh, is it Worcestershire? But it's pronounced Worcestershire?
It's that, but no shire.
It's the worst Chestershire sauce I've ever had. Worst Chestershire. I don't know. Berlin. Tasty bits of bread did the trick for about 700 sheep and goats to join Germany's drive to encourage more people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The animals were arranged on Monday into the shape of roughly 330-foot syringe in a field at someplace south of Hamburg that I can't pronounce. Shepherd Schmidt Koken spent several days practicing with her animals.
Oh, my God.
News agency DPA reported. But she said, in the end, it wasn't difficult to work things out. She laid out pieces of bread in the shape of the syringe, which the sheep and goats gobbled up when they were let out onto the field. What's it, what is it about sheep and bread and circuses or something like that? There's a, I'm mixing
yeah,
metaphors.
They call it bread and circuses, not mutton and circuses, yeah. But, you know.
But the bread and circuses are for the sheep, to get the sheep to do what you want, right?
This is just so ironic.
It's a huge metaphor for what government is doing to people with their power grab amongst this bastardized
illness. Yeah, I gotta say, like, all the imagery choices, you chose sheep.
Because I know.
That's really the thing that the people not getting vaccinated want to be more like is sheep, you know. I mean, that's what they identify with. It's how they think of themselves as kind of a cattle that you can, you know, order around and train. And by showing that that's what you can get in line with the syringe, you know, it really speaks to them.
But instead of pieces of bread with people, they used Krispy Kreme donuts.
There is that.
Yeah, a free beer.
If the free donuts and the free beer and the massive multi-million-dollar ad campaign, I mean,
Let's not forget the free marijuana. There were some people offering a free doobie. Yeah. I mean, joint marijuana cigarette, thank you for the politically correct term, in exchange for you getting, you know, the jab. The Jabberoonie.
One of these things is good for your health.
The Jablonski. That's what I should call it. The Jablonski. I don't know what a Jablonski is, but I think I've just renamed the jab, given it a full last name now.
Well, I believe the Jablonski is the combination of the blunt and jab.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Very good. Portmanteau here on Free Talk Live. Sheep are likable animals. Maybe they can get the message over better, he said. Oh, sorry, the organizer. Hans-Peter Ertzold said the action was aimed at people who are still hesitating to get vaccinated.
I just don't know how this is going to convince anybody to get vaccinated.
They were sitting around, a bunch of people at a table, and they were going, okay, we need to figure out a way to convince more people to get vaccinated. And somebody went, I know, we'll get a bunch of sheep in a field to eat a bunch of bread in the shape of a giant syringe. And that'll get people to go get vaccinated.
It just makes me want to get not vaccinated even more.
How do you arrive at the conclusion that more people are going to want to get vaccinated after seeing a bunch of sheep in a field in the shape of a syringe? It's like, what does one have to do with the other? It's like, I will hit myself in the foot with a shovel for your mortgage.
I mean, if I was going to try and convince, like, the vaccine hesitant, like, train a bunch of eagles to fly in the shape of a syringe.
Yeah, or tigers, you know, or something.
Yeah,
something
exactly.
Cool.
Something awesome where someone, you know, especially in America, get a bunch of bald eagles flying in the shape of a syringe, you know, get people's patriotism going, be like, yeah, I need to get jabbed. I just haven't had enough, you know, injections today.
Heck yeah, because I can't say what I really want to say.
America!
Heck yeah!
That video is so funny with the eagle with the arms.
Yeah, there's nothing not awesome about
McDonald's.
An eagle.
McDonald's! Heck yeah!
In a more conventional contribution to the drive, Berlin nightclubs on Monday pitched in by offering vaccinations. Yeah, because when I'm out drinking on the town, you know, maybe I'm out with my friends, maybe I'm on a date or something, you know, like, what I want to do is, like, also get a shot in the arm of a vaccine.
Well, I mean, it is a tried-and-true tested method that after someone's had a few, they're a lot more likely to let you stick something into them and get some fluids in there, you know?
I guess that's one way you could put it.
Or so I've been told. Yeah. Authorities in Germany have recently closed or put restrictions on clubs in order to slow the new spread of blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you get the idea. Basically, they lined up a bunch of sheep to, in the shape of a syringe, and supposedly that's going to help more people be convinced that, that the Jablonski is the way to go. 603-283-6160. You can join us. This is Free Talk.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Captain's Log, Stardate 01162022. This is the Starship Free Talk Live. coming to you from our Out of This World studio.
Woohoo!
Here in Keene, New Hampshire. The telephone number, because we are a live call-in radio talk program that's also broadcast on the internet, and you can also hear us as a podcast, and there's some satellite stuff that's carrying us as well. The telephone number you need is 603-283-6160. We had just talked about in Germany, in Berlin, they lined up some sheep in the shape of a syringe in order to help convince people to get the vaccine. Somehow, I'm not sure how that's supposed to work, but moving on from that, in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And Nikki.
Nikki, you brought something in, and I'm just going to say, Russian feminist activist on trial for porn? Is that?
Yep.
Can you tell us more about this?
I sure can.
Because it sounds interesting.
Yes. So a feminist artist went on trial Monday in this. I got this a few weeks ago, so this was, you know, whatever Monday that might have been. But so she went on trial on charges of disseminating pornography after she shared artwork online depicting female bodies. And human rights groups linked her to prosecutions to the conservative stance promoting traditional family values. So apparently in Russia, you're not allowed to post naked bodies on the internet, even if it's
art,
clay, or I don't know if she was painting a picture or something, but yeah. It wasn't an actual female body. It was something that she drew or painted or sculpted.
Oh, interesting. So it wasn't like a photo or a video.
No, it was art. Yeah, she
was some other, like a painting or something. Wow.
So even that.
wait, can we do harmonies? One, two, three.
Wow.
Okay, I just want to see if we could kind of harmonize there a little bit. It was a poor harmonization, but whatever.
Nice try.
I've heard better.
Yeah, I've done
that. The first one was spot on, though.
Yeah.
So, feminist activist leaves after a court session in somewhere in Russia, Monday, April 12th, 2021. A Russian court on Monday opened the trial of Yulia, charged with disseminating pornography after she shared artwork depicting female genitalia online.
The horror.
So, again, with the family values.
That's H-O-R-R-O-R, not W-H-O-R-E.
Now, I wonder if you'd get busted if you had one of those flower paintings that's, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, or like pieces of, I've seen like feminist Instagram pages that will use like pieces of fruit, like citrus fruit and different things that kind of resemble vaginas, but okay, aren't actually.
Look, when I was like 12 or whatever and first started, you know, like noticing women, you know, like I would do funny stuff when I was at like the department store where they have the, you know, the headless, armless, you know, bottomless torso, but it had, like, the shape of the boobs or
the
whatever.
Yeah, the mannequin.
You know, and I would, like, reach out and, you know, grab some mannequin, you know, when I was 12, right? You know, but, like, is that pornographic? It sounds just as pornographic as somebody doing a painting, a drawing, or a statue,
well,
or a clay, something.
You know what? It looks like you weren't exhibiting traditional family values.
Well, no, I wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's strange to hear, like, I mean, I tend to think of Russia as kind of, you know, more of an open society than it used to be, you know, with the USSR and all, but in a lot of ways, like, they are just very conservative with their laws.
I mean, this is crazy to me. I had no clue that it was at this level.
Do they not have museums? Because almost every museum I've ever been to has some sort of depiction of some human body naked.
Yeah. It's called Art Russia. Get with it.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, traditional family values, I mean, depending on how you slice that one, I mean, being a feminist is directly against it. So, I mean, anything that she says at that point, you know, it could be considered under their rules for pornography, I guess.
And just the fact that they have a label for traditional family values, that insinuates that there is also untraditional, or non-traditional family values, which should have equal playing time, if you will. You know, it should be equal to traditional family values, just a different version of it, right? And should be able to exist within the same space.
Yeah.
Well, you think so. Russia does not think so. I mean, like, one of the big things there is, there's no laws against being homosexual, but there are laws against talking about it. Because it's this same thing where you're propagating non-traditional family values. So, I mean, if you project your being in favor of, like, a homosexual couple having a child, like, that will put you in jail in Russia.
This sounds a lot like the conservative Christians here in the United States as well.
That is exactly what it sounds
like. Maybe they should go to Russia.
Yeah, it turns out Russia, Texas, rather similar.
Oh.
Except for the weather.
Okay. And I don't think Texas ever had gulags. Although they have plenty of prisons now, and the United States now imprisons more people than the gulags ever even thought of, so...
Well, just wait till we get those FEMA camps working.
Yeah.
I mean, we have them, we're just not using them. Yet.
Is there more to this?
There is. So, the charges against her in the far eastern city of, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that, have brought international outrage. She faces up to 6 years in prison on charges reportedly related to her group on the popular Russian social media platform, where stylized drawings of vaginas were posted. She is not allowed to disclose details of the criminal case against her. The hearing comes a year and a half after she was first detained, in 8 months after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed constitutional amendments that outlawed same-sex marriage and tasked the government with preserving traditional family values.
Okay, wait a minute. So she's been in jail for a year and a half already?
Yes.
And
she was first detained 8 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. The hearing comes a year and a half after she was first detained.
Okay, so she's been in jail, arguably, for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And these laws that the prosecutor was Poontang? President Vladimir Poontang? Is that accurate?
Yeah.
I believe it's pronounced poutine.
Oh, sorry. Oh, like the French fries in the gravy?
Exactly.
Oh, I see. Okay, my bad. Sorry, President Poontang. I'll pronounce it poutine from now on.
Well, I don't want to be disputing how you pronounce it.
We've left Nikki speechless. It's a first. Sorry, Nikki.
Where
what
was
have
I?
We done? Why did we get in the same room?
I keep
together?
Thinking about the gravy and the French fries.
We're not far from Canada.
I'm just also... That's true.
I'm just thinking about Vladimir eating them with that stone-cold expression that he always has.
Oh, man. So I'm just kind of trying to, like, wrap my head around this. So the hearing... The hearing came a year and a half after she was first detained, and it was 8 months after he signed the amendment. So okay. This just happened. So she was probably creating this art for a long time, but it was just outlawed, and then she was just getting prosecuted for it.
That's got to be illegal. So... It's not. Hold on. There. Now it's illegal.
Yeah.
Have you or anybody you know ever been arrested for their art and prosecuted for it? 603-283-6160. This is free.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The FBI today identifying the man who took hostages at a synagogue outside of Fort Worth, Texas on Saturday before being shot dead hours later. British national Malik Faisal Akram was shot and killed when an FBI SWAT team stormed the building of Congressional Beth Israel following a 10-hour standoff.
Today's result, which was four safe hostages and the situation resolved, was really a result of a long day of hard work by nearly 200 law enforcement officers.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Matt DeSarno says there's no indication other individuals besides the suspect were involved. He released one hostage. The other three were rescued. More than 2,700 flights canceled due to a winter storm on the East Coast. Tens of thousands of people without power in several states. This is USA Radio News. The number one ranked tennis star in the world will not get to defend his Australian Open crown. Novak Djokovic has been deported from Australia after a 10-day drama over his vaccination status. Djokovic leaving a Melbourne airport for Dubai. A deportation order could ban him from Australia for 3 years, keeping him from a record 10th Australian Open title. The U.S. Surgeon General saying the country is still pushing around 800,000 new coronavirus cases a day, telling CNN's State of the Union a very difficult time is ahead, but there could be light at the end of the tunnel.
We are seeing high case numbers and hospitalization rates, as you mentioned, and we're also seeing strain in many of our hospitals around the country. But the good news is that there are parts of the country, New York in particular, and other parts of the Northeast, where we are starting to see a plateau and in some cases an early declining cases.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy saying the next few weeks will be tough. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in the studio tonight,
Beakless Mountain Mayor.
And Nikki.
We just got done talking about a Russian feminist activist artist on trial for porn, but art, really. And it's just so, like,
yeah,
I don't understand how
exactly does a picture of a vagina undermine traditional family values?
Yeah, I don't really know.
Like, oh no, I was going to have a traditional family, but now that I've seen this picture of a vagina, that can never happen.
As if we don't all get born.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Like, you saw it at one point. Did we not?
What I do know is that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about crypto, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines for all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Matt, I guess, calling from Wisconsin. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, so you were bringing up, artists getting in trouble from evil big government, which I agree. All authority and all government is evil. I'm a libertarian, too. People getting in trouble for art and drawings and pictures, and it just resonated with me because I have that actually happened to me last year.
Really? What happened?
Well, it's kind of an ironic story. It's like the last thing you'd expect, but I said, I'm a libertarian, mm-hmm. and I was at a libertarian conference, and I brought with me all my artwork that, like, I wanted to express, and it was just me. It was just artwork or drawings of me killing pedophiles and, other types of libertarians, and the libertarians called the cops on me. They called evil big government on me because I was against pedophilia and against LGBT and against all that stuff that destroys society and promotes obscenity and
what all kind the of you guys are what about. Kind of art was it? Was it what medium was it in?
Well, it was all kinds. It was like drawing, artwork, film, Linux, code, ones and zeros, binary. Spanish, English, Japanese, made up language. It was basically all types of art.
And what was the event that you were at where this transpired?
It was the Libertarian Social Gathering of 2021.
Where at? In Wisconsin?
No, it was in New Hampshire.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. So what happened? Did you get arrested?
Yeah, the libertarians called evil big government and said that my artwork was destroying their things that they hold dear, which was pedophilia, freedom of to be a degenerate, freedom of obscenity.
I see.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you say you're a libertarian?
Yeah, I'm a libertarian.
You don't hold those things dear? Because you just said libertarians do.
Oh, no. They do.
LRN.FM.
Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah, you guys are gay.
All right, have a good night, man. Trolling. I actually hit the dump button on him, even though he didn't cuss, because I had my finger on it. I was, kind of figured it was a troll.
Just waiting.
Oh.
Just waiting.
Yeah, I wondered what was
just
going
waiting.
On there.
Yeah. So he didn't actually swear, but so if you heard a flushing sound, listeners, whatever. That's what happens if you do cuss. This guy, obviously a troll.
Libertarian Social Gathering.
Yeah.
I went to Libertarian Social Gathering, and they called the police.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Libertarians called the police because I went to social gathering and was anti-pedophile.
I do find his ideas of...
Like, have the bots taken human form? Is that where we're at now?
Yeah, actually.
Like, was that a,
we're
was
about
that
to
a
be.
Poor attempt at AI?
Yeah, either that or, maybe that dude was a fed. Right? Yeah. Trying to, provoke some sort of response, that kind of thing, as they are poor at doing anyway. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell. But 603-283-6160, if you have, anything you'd like to say about the troll who just called, well, feel free to give us a call. So moving right along, we had talked about this, again, the Russian feminist artist who's being prosecuted as if she were a pornographer. But I wanted to talk about, let's just call it government ineptitude. How about this? This is from the Washington Post. The United States Postal Service just delivered a letter from an American soldier in Germany. Problem is, it was 76 years later. 76 years later.
So when I tell you the check's in the mail,
you can expect it anytime.
Just wait a while.
Between now and 76 years later.
I'm surprised it even found the person that it was supposed to go to. Like, they didn't move, they're still alive.
Well, there's a bit of that in the article that'll answer your curiosities there. But I'm just thinking to myself, where does a letter, they show a picture of it here in this article, and it's just, you know, like a standard size letter envelope of the time, right? It's the more square one than the rectangle one. And it's handwritten, obviously, and it's got a 6-cent stamp on it. And you could tell it's, you know, ancient, so to speak.
Thanks for the inflation reminder there, by the way.
Yeah.
Right.
A bunch of people don't even live 76 years, much less, you know, get a letter delivered to them 76 years late. And we'll get into the article in just a second, but where has this letter been?
Yeah, where was it hiding?
Behind, like, the fridge here? What exactly?
76 years? Like, it's not like it was stuck in the back of a truck, right? Because the trucks or whatever were operating 76 years ago, totally decommissioned and had been replaced a couple of times since then. You know, so, you know, it's not like it was under a seat or something like that. So it had to be in a building, I'm guessing, you know, somewhere dry. Right, because this letter looks like it's been, you know, kept dry, you know, even though it's a little yellowish, you know. So I don't really know, but I can tell you that American soldier John Gonsalves was serving in Germany in the aftermath of World War II when he wrote a letter to his mother in Massachusetts in 1945. Last month, the U.S. Postal Service finally delivered the letter to his family 76 years later.
So I'm assuming his mother is probably not alive anymore?
It's a good assumption, based on the numerical values of the age and the time of the letter. Angelina Jean Gonsalves, now 89, was astonished to hold the airmail envelope in her hand after her mail carrier dropped it off at her home in Woburn, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. The letter, which had a 6-cent stamp, had been forwarded from a Pittsburgh mail facility and was addressed to John Gonsalves' mother, also named Angelina.
Oh.
And long deceased, she said. Her husband died in 2015 at age 92. So the guy who the letter was written by died at 92 in 2015. Seeing his tidy handwriting again was like taking a trip back in time, said Gonsalves. And we can talk more about what this letter meant to these people and how it illustrates the ineptitude of government service. Coming up, 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, we're here 7 p.m. until 10 p.m., seven nights a week, doing a live broadcast. If you want to call, call between those hours. That's Eastern time, 7 to 10 p.m. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Big Liz Mountaineer.
And Nikki.
We've been talking about, well, the ineptitude of the post office, where somebody in World War II wrote a letter to his mother. Beat you with the leather strap is what she did. No. Wrote a letter to his mother, and the post office delivered it 76 years later.
Did this get bounced from, like, country to country?
Did you
write the worst possible zip code on here or something? What?
We'll talk more about that, but I need to tell you that we are raising funds for Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients in need and use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. In the past decade, they've delivered $400 million to over 1 million people. Research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. In addition, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away to choose for them. Isn't this what you would prefer? Free Talk Live is matching your donations to Give Directly, helping families in Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need, some of the poorest people on planet Earth, by the way. Free Talk Live is matching your donations up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous, head over to give.freetalklive.com and please help those areas plagued by drought, floods, and food insecurity. There may not be a better way to help families in Kenya. Give.freetalklive.com. All right, so here's what we know. This guy, John, wrote a letter to his mom in 1945, thereabouts. Mom, of course, never received the letter. She died. John also died at age 92. The letter ended up in the hands of John's wife, also named Angelina, but goes by Jean, recently. And so, I mean, she's happy, of course, to have the letter.
It is kind of cute.
She's like, you know.
Once you get past the, you know, inability of the post office, then it's kind of cute.
Yeah, this article is written as sort of a feel-good story. Like, yeah. Oh, it's a flashback from the past. Like, oh, we're so...
But it'd have been nice if it was the same generation or the one after when it was intended to get there that it had gotten there. But, you know.
Yeah.
It's quaint.
And, you know, it's like stuff that kids won't see today. It's written in cursive. The paper is not lined at all. But it's got... You know, the 2nd Armed Division, December 6, 1945, bad orb on the top right, and then it's got, like, paragraph indentation, stuff that...
Yeah, you know. I'm actually shocked at how good of condition this letter is still in. I mean, it looks like he literally just wrote it. It does not look like it is 70-plus years old.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sort of skipping through the feel-good portion. If you want to read about the feel-good portion, this is from thewashingtonpost.com. You can go find it there. But the part that I wanted to get at was the mailman had asked if my husband had been in service, and I told him yes, but I didn't know him then. She said he thought the letter was something personal for me, and he was really happy to give me the letter as priority mail. Inside the envelope, Gonsalves also found a letter from Stephen D. Stowell, who works at the U.S. Postal Service's Processing and Distribution Center in Pittsburgh. Quote, enclosed, please find the letter from your husband, John Gonsalves, to his mother, dated December 6, 1945, Stowell wrote. We are aware of the passing of your husband in 2015. Our condolences. As his next of kin, this letter now passes to you. We are uncertain where this letter has been for the past 7-plus decades, but it arrived at our facility approximately 6 weeks ago.
I mean, that's crazy. So, and that was in Pittsfield, correct?
Pittsburgh,
okay.
By virtue of some dedicated sleuth work by our postal workers at this facility, we were able to determine your address, hence this letter delivery to you, albeit 76 years late. So, somebody at the post office.
They don't even know where this thing was for the last 76 years.
It just appeared at the facility.
Due to the agent's significance to your family history, delivering this letter was of utmost importance to us, added Stowell, who did not respond to an interview request from the Washington Post because he didn't want to answer questions that we've been asking here,
right.
Which is, where the heck was it? Why did it take 76 years? Why did you need to have, you know, somebody at the post office do some internet sleuthing? Oh, they probably turned to the post office workers who are monitoring your social media accounts. We covered that story here on Free Talk Live. For some reason, the post office has employed people to monitor social media accounts. So it goes on to say, Gonsalves says she phoned Stowell to thank him for forwarding the letter. She was told that the U.S. Postal Service has no idea how it ended up in Pittsburgh after more than 7 decades. They're just not sure what happened, and I guess it really doesn't matter, she said. I'm just so happy to have it. I would have been 13 when John wrote it. So, yeah, they just don't know. We flaked. We flaked.
But couldn't they have... Don't they have ways to trace that, though? Because if it just appeared in Pittsburgh, you know, it had to have been sent from a different facility or somebody dropped it off. Like, you would think that they would be able to trace
some
that.
Some kind of paper trail.
Yeah.
They obviously don't give a crap.
Yeah, I mean, even as a bureaucracy, they're terrible.
And while if I'm this lady and I'm 89 and I get this, you know, thing that's 76 years old, I also might be a little happy about it. And then also somebody doing an article about it, I would, oh, that's weird. I could tell the world about my story and all that stuff. However, I would still be upset at the post office for delivering this thing 76 years later.
Yeah. I mean, his mother, who it was intended for his mother, and she never got to read it. Yes, he came home from the war, and she, you know, she could hug him and everything, but what if he didn't? What if he never came home from the war, and then his mother never got that last letter from him?
Right. Yeah. Now, what if it said something important?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, makes me not want to mail things.
And I can't help but think of Spooner. I forget the guy's first name, but
Lysander,
that's the one. Thank you. Surprisingly popular name for kids these days in the libertarian community. But yeah, Lysander Spooner like made a post office that was private, that was cheaper, that was significantly more effective, and the federal government said, "Okay, that's not allowed anymore. No one is ever allowed to do this." And it makes you wonder if they were not actively keeping us from having more effective systems, maybe this would have actually gotten delivered at least in the same generation.
Yeah, 7 decades.
I mean, yeah, that's...
a little excessive.
It just makes my brain jump to, like, more interesting conclusions that, you know, like wormholes. Like, it just makes me think of like different theories of like, because
like,
you know, you see this letter
to exist on the physical plane for the last 70 years.
I mean, maybe, because you look at the letter and it's like, that doesn't look like it's 76 years old. Like, where was it? I mean, maybe if it was like sitting on a shelf somewhere for 76 years, yeah, maybe it would still be in that condition. Or maybe if it vanished and then reappeared in Pittsburgh, where it was intended before, you know, the time warped momentarily. Yeah, like, who knows?
Do you think of the end of Back to the Future, where he's like, the duck's alive! He's got this letter from the Old West.
I don't know about
that poor,
you.
Poor mail carrier is like, what?
But I'm pretty sure the post office does not yet have access to interdimensional postal deliveries.
Man, I wouldn't put much past them.
I mean, but maybe like, it had nothing to do with the post office.
I mean, like, they do have some weird thing where you can actually get them to deliver something, like, years after you sent it.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah. I had a friend who decided he was done being in the physical world and, like, post-dated a bunch of, like, letters to his daughter so that they get, like, delivered posthumously at various times, which I did not know that was a thing you could do.
I didn't either.
Coming up, we'll talk about how a drive-through window saved a business, but now government is forcing him to shut it down. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Hour number 2 is coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.